Saturday, 13th of October. Approximately 8:30 a.m. Had a long lie in bed this morning. A whole half an hour longer. I'd planned to have a long lie in, but my wife had other plans, which she sprung on me last night going to bed. She's going up for a special mass this morning, an end of a week of special prayer, which she is heavily involved in. And so she said to me, "You just stay in bed and sleep on." But I know my wife, she's not the greatest tippy-toer in the world. So I thought, well, I wouldn't get back to sleep. So I got up anyway. So I'm up now, I'm feeling fine. It's wet this morning. It rained a lot during the night, apparently, because I really didn't hear much during the night. But this morning, it says wet. And everything is strewn in leaves this morning. My climbing ivy vine is dropping its leaves rapidly now. It's an amazing picture of colour. Faint colour now. Some of the leaves are, you know, 10 inches across. Quite amazing to see them. And I see that my Acers are going over. If I get some decent spells of cold, dry, sunny weather, then we'll get the colours. Unfortunately, if you get this kind of weather, they tend to just drop their leaves and you miss out on a spectacle of autumn. Nice and fresh this morning, though, I would say. Four blackbirds in the garden at the moment. There's the resident pair who lord over their manor. But this time of the year, they don't bother too much with intruders who come in for a bit of porridge, or a wee bit of bread, or any of the scraps we put out for the birds. Yesterday, well, let me tell you first that we buy a coconut now and again, and I only take a little bit out of it, just enough to make an opening, and then I hang these up for all the wee birds. The blue tits, the great tits, the coal tits, and any other wee bird that can manoeuvre in and get a wee bit of coconut is a tasty bite. And I have two or three of these hanging around the garden at different places, and yesterday I looked out and the damn grey squirrel had managed to find one and was hanging upside down by its rear fingernails and its head firmly planted inside the coconut. I know people won't necessarily agree with me and won't necessarily agree with my views on them, but to me, in this country at least, they're vermin. They are vermin. They'll raid anything. They'll tear feeders to bits to get to it. And while they're there, the birds won't come near. Okay, people think they're cute, but they're not. The grey squirrel over here is vermin. I have some new followers, which I am truly grateful for, having met them through Audioboo. And some may not understand why I say this, but I'll give you an example. In a park in Glasgow last year, I recorded this in audio view actually, that under one tree in this park, I counted 50 squirrels, 50 grey squirrels under one tree. Okay, it was a big tree, but still, that was only one part of the park. That's vermin when they're breeding and congregating like that. It's like basically rats with big long tails that can climb trees. Enough of that nonsense. I was just letting my mind ramble there, which is the object of these morning thoughts anyway, but that's maybe not such a nice thought. Get back to my garden without the grey squirrel vermin rat. Maybe I should just stop talking. Yeah, it's a good idea. My mind's went blank now. Oh dear. Yeah, even my mind's given up on me this morning. Oh well. There's nothing wrong with that. I'll leave you with incoming.